Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, April 5th, 2019.
Let me recap the recap, because today's show was unbelievable. We got purple jelly beans. Disney's going to let you go to the bathroom. We're going to make your cat happy and your marriage happier, at least warn you away from divorce. And we're also going to tell you how much water you should be drinking. Not that much. Yeah, just that much.
Just right.
There we go.
It's like Goldilocks,
that
I suppose.
That was the show.
So we started off by talking about how to make your cat happier. And this was this online survey. They found that of all the people that replied about their cat being happier, 30% had this one thing in common, is that they used food puzzles regularly.
Now, yeah, and at first I was actually being a little dense. I was taking that literally. I'm thinking, how do they have cat puzzles that are made of food? But you mean like actual like interactive things for them to work for their food?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It makes them work for the food, and it is like the Kong thing for dogs.
Yeah, right.
Where you make them work it for it, and it does a couple of things. One, they don't eat because they're bored. Secondly, it gives them something to do. It stimulates the brain, produces less stress, and they become less aggressive. So you might want to talk to your veterinarian about finding a food puzzle that might work for your cat.
Yeah, and when they surveyed the cats, 30% used the food puzzle. The other ones just took the test and they shoved it off the desk.
Yeah.
Just watched it hit the floor. There you go.
Yeah, so we found this was kind of sad information, but it really talks about how the power of divorce and how it affects the kids in a relationship.
Yeah, you would think that the poorer households, it would affect those kids because you've split them up and there's not a lot of money, but it turns out it's the kids from wealthier households that are affected more.
Yeah, and probably the wealthier kids are not seeking help, or they don't know that help is available. But this is basically what they found, is that divorce among families that were usually expected to be stable, the relationship was going to work, the parents have good jobs, are wealthy, they're well-educated, they're well-planned, their lives are actually a bigger deal for the kids when the relationship is over compared to families that have dysfunction and poverty.
Well, then, yeah, like it's like you said. I mean, they're so used to, sorry, and I don't mean this rudely by any means, but they're used to living in a bubble, you know, a little bit. Everything's going fine. And I think a lot of times there are some children who have, and teenagers who have so much strife regularly that when one other thing is added to the list, it's actually a little bit easier to deal with. Not easier, but you know what I mean. It's a more expected.
The expectations are low, which is kind of sad, but that's
life. I mean, it is. It's they're used to tougher situations.
Well, and then what they found was kids from families that were divorced were deemed to be unlikely that their parents were not going to divorce, and it happens. They were 6% less likely than children of non-divorced parents to graduate from high school, and then 15% less likely to complete college.
Wow.
It gets into almost like a depression. And I guess why the story came out is just to kind of say, like, look, if you come from, you know, this wasn't supposed to happen to you, don't think it's the end of the world. It happens to a lot of people. Ask for help.
Right.
That's how I took that one. Asking for help when it comes to home projects, careful. You have some dangerous treading there. This was a survey that looked at couples that had disagreements about do-it-yourself projects, a home improvement list. Top five list, you'll find that there's a common thread here. Number five, with 33% of couples saying that it ended in bickering, was painting the exterior of your property. A lot of it mainly is the color choice.
Color choice, yeah, right.
Yeah, which that surprised. I have to admit that did surprise me, because usually the guys I know at least are more passive about that type of thing. But I would feel like they'd be more anal about the actual execution. Like, you're rolling the brush the wrong way, or you're letting the paint splat on the baseboard.
You're a Gator fan and you're painting your house orange and blue, and you go, that's not the right orange. That's creamsicle orange. That's the one Tennessee uses.
If you're painting your house orange and blue, you're eat up with it a little too much for my taste.
That did remind me that story about the person who painted their house Pepto-Bismol pink.
Yeah.
Even the roof. I'm like, that's crazy.
John Mellencamp wrote a song about it.
Yeah, very true.
Little pink houses for you and me.
Number four on the list was installing a ceiling fan. 38% of couples fight over that.
Okay.
Number three, replacing an electrical outlet.
Okay.
Number two, hanging or patching drywall.
Okay.
Hey, baby, you want to hang some drywall? And then the number one on the countdown, Rewiring or wiring? 44% of couples ended that issue with fighting.
So anything that involves the breaker panel. Like, are you sure it's off? Are you sure it's off?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anything that's electrical, hire somebody.
Really? And yeah, you know what? Seriously. When it's something, if you don't know how to really do it, hire somebody. It's going to cost you less money in the long run.
Especially if it might cause a fire later on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk about water, because there's a lot of talk about we're not drinking enough water, or if you're getting into a workout plan. It all revolves around water because it does so many good things for your body. It makes you feel better. It makes you look better. And it's good for you. But the problem is you don't want to have too much of
it. Right.
Considering that having too much of it is actually just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than if you were to not have enough water.
Like your kidneys can process about 7 gallons of water a day, which is, that's a lot of water, but if you're doing any more than a liter an hour, you could really be diluting your blood, right?
And that's what they talk about. It's not so much the water itself, it's the amount of water you take in a short amount of time.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're chugging a gallon of water on a dare, that is dangerous because you really are taxing your kidneys. It's too much for them to worry about.
Right.
As you said, Storm, it also then kind of thins out your blood, which means signals to your brain, to your muscles, or all going to be impacted by that. So they say basically listen to your body. If you feel that you're thirsty, drink and get in the habit of drinking. I mean, that's why I have this big plastic cup I've had here for 15 years.
It's a Gator cup. He's a Seminole fan, but he's got a Gator cup.
But I fill it with water every time and I have it on my desk.
That's
it's a
right.
habit for me to get that glass.
It is. I've gotten in the same habit too. If you get in my car, you'll notice there's empty water bottles all over the place. But it's a bad, you know, not that bad, but still, it's one of those things. Like, I hated water growing up, and I drink it occasionally, like out of the hose, but I mean, now I've just realized, like, I actually feel thirsty a lot, and it's good for you, you know? Yeah.
That's a great youthful taste right there, hose water.
Oh, yeah. It is, you know? Man. I'll tell you what, City of Ocala water, I don't care if anyone complains, you just haven't experienced playing outside and drinking from the hose.
That's
every
right.
time I taste it, it's so nostalgic, I love it.
You gotta let it run, though, because it's real hot when it first comes
out. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, it'll burn your mouth.
Yeah, and for some reason they say it's bad for you, but I'm like, it's kind of, like you said, it's a
childhood dream. I even had it the other day when I visited my brother, and I took one sip, and I was like,
hose water.
Yeah, hose water. Hey, I'm still standing, okay?
Yeah.
I just got thinking about it. Why don't we just bottle hose water?
Hose water.
Oh, my God, yes. I would drink that stuff all
people
time.
Sell that.
People could take it the wrong way, Chris.
You
know what I mean.
That's true. That's
oh,
true.
And by the way, you can tell by the color of your pee is to how much you've been drinking. If it's real dark, you need to drink more. Yeah. If it's real light,
yep,
you're probably drinking a little bit too much. It should be just a slight yellow color.
A slight hint, a tint until of
reminds yellow. Me of what we tell people during hurricanes. If it's yellow, leave it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Very true. And let's talk.
Welcome to Toilet Talk here.
Anyway.
We go from yellow to purple.
All right, now you do have a problem. You need to see a doctor.
Yeah, I do. No, we're talking about the purple one himself, Prince. He realized April 21st this year will be the third anniversary of his passing.
Right.
Actually happens to be also the same day that Easter falls this year.
That's Easter Sunday.
So you have the Brock family of candies releasing Purple Rain jelly beans called the Purple Rain Tiny Jelly Bird Eggs.
That's going to be all over the country, not just in Minnesota, huh?
No. Supposedly everywhere.
Okay.
They come in four flavors, blueberry, blue raspberry, and grape.
Which, I don't understand why people still make grape flavored anything.
What'd
like
you call
grape,
it?
Grape tastes like Dimetapp.
Dimetapp.
Did you ever take Dimetapp? Like, Mom used to give me Dimetapp
so
growing
true.
Up, and it was so nasty.
Yeah.
And I just, to this day, anything grape flavored is just Dimetapp.
It's just grape color. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
So, I mean, the blue raspberry sounds delicious.
I don't know what a blue raspberry is, though. I've never seen one.
I've never seen a blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry is like a fake flavor for things like snow cones and stuff. You know, it's just sort of like a berry flavored fun thing that turns your whole mouth blue.
Like Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
Basically,
new
that's it.
Shake and bake.
It's not grape, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, grape has never really tasted like grape. And you know, now that I think about it, apple never really tastes apple, but it does have that tartness to it. I guess that's where you get it.
Jolly Rancher does a good job with, it tastes like watermelon tastes like watermelon.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I remember the first time I tried Jolly Ranchers, I believe it was at the drag races.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they had one of the cars was the Jolly Rancher, and they had baskets of them around and went, this actually tastes like the flavor.
Interesting.
Always interested. Yeah.
And then finally, we're off to Disney because woo-hoo! Star Wars, I'm a big fan. We're excited because Star Wars Galaxy Edge, finally, we're going to have our own theme parks opening up in Disney World in August and then in Disneyland in California. That opens in the end of May. And you can only imagine, based on what Disney's experience with Avatar, Flight of Passage back in 2017.
Right. The lines.
They had reports of people waiting upwards of 6 hours to ride this one ride.
So still, right now, the line the other day was 240 minutes. I'm like, you people are crazy.
I'd have to, what's the math on that?
Yeah, that's
two and a half, 4 hours?
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can only imagine that the line for Galaxy's Edge, the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, which is the actual ride, it's going to be long.
Can you stand in line for 6 hours?
Well, they must have learned the hard way. You can't, because now Disney is, just for this ride, are going to be offering bathroom passes, a bathroom pass system.
But find yourself a buddy, even if it's a stranger, though, because you definitely have to have someone still in the queue, in the line.
Yeah, they say the new bathroom pass allows riders to leave the line, go to the restroom, and then re-enter through the re-entry pass attached.
Yeah, you'll get like a lanyard, so they know you've been, everybody knows you've been to the bathroom. But then you don't get to get back in line where you were. You go to a re-entry thing and then have to wait for your crew to come through.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, too, because you know how they snake the lines, you know, and people do get upset when they're trying to reach their parties, you know, because you're bumping them and whatever.
Right,
so
I
understand that. And actually, I wish they do that on all the rides and make things so much easier, especially with
maybe
the
they
small
will.
Kids.
Maybe this is just
they should call it the poo queue. It's like the walk of shame. Okay, sure, you can get back in line.
I just know going with my nieces and nephews, you would take one to the bathroom and you bring one back, and I kid
and
you
they
not.
Have to go, right?
The next one would have to go. I'm like, we just were there. What is wrong with you people?
It could be the poo cue. How about the whiz line?
Yeah, that'll work too.
Whiz line, you like
that'll
that? And here's my idea. Get a $20 bill. When you go back, give it to whoever's right in line right there and go, I'm with you, right? Yeah, he's with me.
There's lots of creative ways.
I'm serious.
Sure.
If you're banned from Walt Disney World because you bribed a cast member, please let Storm know.
Not a cast member. I'm bribing.
You're bribing the line guy, the people in line.
The guy with 10 kids who just spent $4,000.
Oh, okay.
You're bribing the person who's letting their family member in, who's held the line the whole time.
Come on, Chris.
Can I be part of your family?
Learn how to cheat. Come on.
I'll just watch politics. I'm sure I can get
there
that.
There you go.
So there's our show for today. Friday, April 5th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABCU.
Pookie.
Wizzy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.